Chapter 7. Temin sits on a cushioned bench. Sinjir paces in front of him.
She'll be fine, Sinjir is saying to Temin. Your mother has Jazz with her.
They're both tough. Tougher than you and me put together, boy.
You needn't worry about her. They'll be better than fine. You watch. The two of them will tear the Empire out of the sky with their bare hands.
I'm not worried.
And you should not be worried either.
Sinjir is lying. The boy can tell that much. Usually the ex-Imperial keeps all his emotions neatly vacuum-sealed behind a cool, disdainful veneer. But that veneer is cracked. Worry bleeds out. A tremor of fear hums in his every word. Each syllable like a nerve freshly plucked. The two of them sit in a room. Only now does Temin even realize what this room is. It's a nursery. Or the start of one. He's been staring at a round, white, egg-like orb against the far wall now for the better part of 10 minutes, not even seeing it. More like seeing through it. But then it clicks that he's looking at an infancy cradle. That cradle will serve as a bubble of safety for the coming child. Above it is a holoport, ready to project, well, he guesses a mobile, or other soothing images and sounds. An ocean lapping at the shore, or rain on a jungle canopy. Princess Leia's baby, he knows, will have a good life. The best life. A family kept together. A father and mother who love him. Temin doesn't remember being a baby, but he remembers seeing his old crib in storage after Dad was captured and Mom left for the rebellion. His cradle was in the old, unfancy Akivan style. Mesh sides, dark wood, curved slats at the bottom so it could rock back and forth. Netting over the top, too, to keep out the waves of yaya flies that came after every storm. No yaya flies here. No old, creaky crib. And no mother either. No Nora.
We have to go back for her,
he says through gritted teeth. It's already been 8 hours. 8 hours since Mom, Jazz, and Bones jettisoned themselves toward Jakku. 8 hours since the Moth jumped into hyperspace, narrowly avoiding death by torpedo. Anything could happen in 8 hours. The Empire may have shot them down, or found and captured them. Or maybe they died on impact. Temin bites his lip. He tastes blood.
We will, Sinjir says. We'll find a way.
But just as Temin hears worry in his friend's voice, he also hears doubt. He's about to call that out when the door opens. A familiar face shows itself. Han Solo, Leia's husband, captain of the infamous Millennium Falcon. Not long ago, Leia hired the crew to find Solo. They found him, all right, and ended up helping him get back his co-pilot, Chewbacca, on Kashyyyk. Solo has a couple of fruits, one in each hand. He offers one to Sinjir, then tosses the other to Temin. The boy catches it, just barely.
Jogan fruit, Han says, looking uncomfortable. I bought a bunch, so it's fine. Eat 'em. I don't think Leia wants 'em.
Moments like this, moments of real emotion, seem to bother the smuggler. He's like Sinjir that way. Most of him seems to be hidden away behind a wall of blustery ego and cocky pride.
Two of you don't look so good. If you need something, I can get the droid to...
What I need is my mother back,
Temin says, leaping to his feet. He gets in Solo's face.
I need you to take us back to Jakku. Come on, let's go. We get the Falcon and we charge in there, cannons blazing.
Whoa, kid, whoa. Cool your heels. I'm lucky, but I'm not that lucky. We go barreling in there, we're dead. All of us. Won't be any good to your mom if the Falcon is our casket.
And what good is it if that planet becomes her tomb?
Han's mouth works like he's going to say something, but his brain can't figure out what.
I got a family coming, and there's a procedure here.
Procedure? Temin laughs, but it isn't a happy sound. Where was your love of procedure when you went off trying to save Kashyyyk? When you got Chewbacca captured? And last I checked, my mom and the rest of us were more than happy to spit in the eye of the New Republic when it came to doing what you wanted to do.
Solo screws his face up, like he's about to be angry. Then he says, suddenly,
You want to do this? Fine. Han Solo pays his debts.
Helping you cost us a lot, and I don't think you appreciate... Wait, what?
Temin blinks.
What did you just say?
Lowering his voice, Han answers.
I said you're not wrong. I owe you. And Leia's gonna kill me, but the Falcon's the fastest ship I know. And maybe, just maybe, if we hit that planet blockade hard, they won't even see us coming. I might be able to get us down to Jakku. We'll lose a couple of tail feathers along the way, but nothing a bundle of bonding tape won't fix. The Falcon's seen worse. If I could just get Chewie...
You're serious?
Kid, I don't joke around about this kind of stuff.
Temin's heart rises, then sinks just as fast.
You can't.
Nobody tells Han Solo what he can't do.
You're gonna be a father. I can't... You can't. A child needs his father, doesn't he?
A battle unfolds on Solo's face. A whole war. Like he knows what Temin's saying is true, but also like Solo knows who he is and what he does. And for better or for worse, this is what he wants to do.
Leia will understand. She's like me. She does what...
But whatever promise or plan Solo is poised to make, he loses the chance to say it when the door opens and Princess Leia comes into the room, flanked by the Chancellor. They enter in a way that both fills the space with their presence and steals the oxygen at the same time. Even a cocky smuggler like Solo seems smaller, humbled in their shadow. Senate guards threaten to come in as well, but the Chancellor stops them short with a stiff shake of her head.
No, we will be alone.
Han takes the initiative and steps out of the room, pushing the guards back. His hand touches Leia's as he leaves. A sweet, lingering grip. Temin remembers when his parents were like that. So long ago now. Mon Mothma closes the door as Han and the guards exit. The Chancellor's face is a strange thing. Temin can't decipher what's going on there. Is that fear in her eyes? But a tug of a smile.
Hello, Temin Wexley, she says. You will forgive me if I cut right to the chase, but time is precious. I want to know what you saw above Jakku. Tell me what you told Leia.
Soon as they came off the Moth after landing on Chandrilla, Leia was the first person they saw, and the only person, too. They went straight to her, because who else would they tell? The princess has been their patron through all of this. Their hunt for Sloane was off the books. Just like their hunt for Solo. Just like freeing Kashyyyk. He's not sure he's really supposed to be talking to the Chancellor about this stuff. Mon Mothma is important. Her being here makes him feel very small. Temin flashes a panicked glance to Sinjir, then to Leia. The ex-Imperial shrugs, and the princess gives a subtle nod, indicating tacit approval.
The Empire is on Jakku, he says,
plain as he can make it.
What does that mean?
I mean, there's a whole lot of ships there in orbit.
How many? And what kind?
At least one Super Star Destroyer. A couple dozen Star Destroyers, too. And that's just what we could see. The far side of the planet may have had more. TIE Fighters were everywhere, and...
A knot forms in his throat. He swallows it.
We got out, but my mother is still there. And my droid.
Along with one of our crew, Sinjir interjects.
Jazamari, a bounty hunter. I like very few people,
but I quite like her and Nora, so we want to go and get them back, if you please.
Under his breath, he says,
though we don't have to bring the droid back, necessarily. Shut up, Sinjir. This situation is fraught,
Mon Mothma says. Sinjir scoffs.
Fraught? Yes, I bloody well imagine it is fraught. You've been looking for the Empire, haven't you? Well, ta-da! We did it. We found them. And as a reward, I'd like you to send all your little ships and all your precious troops in to blow them into cinders and dust while me and the boy here rescue our crew. Correction. Our family.
Your presence there, your mission, was unauthorized.
Leia steps in, her chin up, her eyes flashing.
I already told you they were there on my authority.
Your authority is not the Senate's authority,
the Chancellor retorts.
Be glad it isn't, because presently the Senate is too timid to authorize a handkerchief for a noisy sneeze. Kashyyyk, I'll remind you, was a success, and we did it without your help.
Hunting down Grand Admiral Sloan is the purview of the New Republic, not an Alderaanian princess and her friends.
The tension between the two of them is like a tightening cable. But suddenly, the Chancellor puts some slack in it. She lets out a deep breath when she says,
Oh, Leia, I'm sorry. You were right, and you're still right. Freeing the Wookiees was just the thing to do. And if the Empire is really there on this planet,
this is what we've been waiting for,
Leia asserts. Her tone, too, becomes more conciliatory, as if she's pleading with the Chancellor.
This may be it. The end of the war. I know that you don't condone military action for the sake of it, but it was military action that destroyed two of their battle stations. It was our military that freed Akiva and overtook Kuat. We have to take this seriously. If this is true, we have to attack.
Wait,
Temin says.
Attack?
All of him tenses. Images from the space above Jakku flash inside his head once again. TIE fighters swarming everywhere.
His innards gone cold. His blood gone hot. His mother rocketing away in an escape pod. If war comes to Jakku, she'll be even more vulnerable, even more in danger. War. That's what Sinjir meant. Send all your little ships, all your precious troops. Oh no.
But no one answers his question. His fear lies unassuaged. The Chancellor nods to Leia.
Yes. But we have to do this right. We don't even know what this is yet. Why this planet? How much of a fight are we to expect? We want this to be the Empire's last stand, not ours.
Whatever we need to do, let us know,
Leia says. Sinjir adds,
Yes, we're ready.
The Chancellor stiffens. Gone is the slack in her cable. Once more, the cold, undeterred mask settles over her face.
Good. Stay ready. This will need to pass muster with the Senate. I cannot authorize an action so consequential without their approval. But after Liberation Day, I suspect they may be eager for a last taste of Imperial blood. Still, I must have data. I cannot take mere suspicions to them, or they'll bury me. That is the primary mission. Get the facts. In the meantime, tell no one. What we talked about here does not leave this room. Are we clear on that?
Everyone nods, except Temin. He stands there, shaking, his eyes wet. He wants to scream and yell and flail about. He wants to tell her,
My mother is there, and you don't need any more facts than that.
He wants to threaten her with,
If you don't go and save my mom right now, I'll go out there and tell everyone. I'll scream it so they can hear me as far as the Outer Rim.
But when the Chancellor points her gaze at him, it's like being pinned by a set of crosshairs. Reluctantly,
He nods. Before exiting, Mon Mothma turns heel to toe with the precision of an old battle droid.
Not Bones, who would more likely do a plié and kick the door down.
Leia says, "We will get Nora back, Temmin. I promise." And then she's gone too.
Once more, it's just Sinjir and Temmin.
"That's a promise she can't make," Temmin says,
his voice quiet.
"True. Though I suspect she means it just the same."
"We can't count on her to get it done."
"Never count on a political machine to operate efficiently."
"So we do it ourselves?"
Sinjir claps a hand on the boy's shoulder.
"We do it ourselves, and we call in our chip with Solo, too."
"Thanks, Sinjir."
"Don't thank me. I want them back as bad as you do. Now we just have to find a way to make it happen without, well, dying in the process."